From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A surge in radiation at the crippled nuclear power facility in Japan has forced suspension of plans to have helicopters dump water on smoldering spent fuel rods at the complex, and the skeleton crew of workers in the facility has been withdrawn at least temporarily. NPR's Richard Harris in Tokyo has the latest.
Radiation levels spiked at the plant for the second day in a row. Officials say the levels did not pose a threat to the public outside the plant, but it was too dangerous for workers to remain. Two reactors had further problems. Unit 3 was venting a steam cloud, and there was a fire at Unit 4, the same plant that had had a fire the day before. Water is desperately needed at the plants, both to cool them down and also to block radiation from some used fuel rods sitting in pools of rapidly evaporating water. The Japanese military was preparing to dump seawater from helicopters, but that mission was abandoned. As evening fell in Japan, radiation levels dropped again, so plans are afoot to send workers back into the plant to continue their efforts to bring the multiple problems under control. Richard Harris, NPR News, Tokyo.
Japan's Emperor Akihito, speaking in a rare video message to the Japanese people today, he said he's deeply worried by the nuclear crisis, and he added in his words that he hopes from the bottom of his heart that people will treat each other with compassion and overcome what he called these difficult times. A humanitarian assistance team of U.S. Marines has arrived in northeastern Japan to survey damage to infrastructure and public health services there. They also brought some 20,000 bottles of Canadian spring water for people who've run short on food and water supplies. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu is certain to face questions today about the future of nuclear power in the United States when he testifies on Capitol Hill. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the administration is not backing away from nuclear energy despite the current crisis in Japan.
Energy Secretary Chu says the U.S. can learn from Japan's experience, but he does not see a need to halt the licensing of additional nuclear plants. The Nobel Prize-winning physicist supports nuclear power as the biggest source of electricity that does not contribute to greenhouse gases. Chu will be testifying alongside the chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The NRC chairman says nuclear reactors in this country are designed to withstand natural disasters. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The main square in Bahrain's capital has been filled with tear gas laced with smoke from the tents of protesters set ablaze by riot police who stormed the square at dawn, driving out hundreds of anti-government demonstrators. At least six people were reportedly killed. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the violence in Bahrain is disturbing, and she's calling for restraint by all sides.
We believe strongly that you can't solve this problem by just trying to bring security to bear. You have to have a political solution.
Clinton speaking in Cairo today. This is NPR News. The House has passed another stopgap spending bill. This one will keep the federal government operating into early April. But NPR's Audie Cornish reports dozens of Republican lawmakers voted against the measure, and they say they will not support any more short-term budget fixes.
Of the 158 lawmakers who voted against the bill, 54 were actually conservatives like Tom Graves of Georgia.
The American people sent a strong message, and that the status quo is unacceptable, and it's clear the Senate leadership has not taken any serious steps towards adopting the full-year continuing resolution we sent before. The American people expect more and deserve more.
This latest short-term spending measure will trim another $6 billion and give lawmakers until April 8th to negotiate an agreement. It heads next to the Senate, where it's expected to be approved. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Federal Reserve has decided to keep in place its $600 billion plan to buy Treasury securities to help bolster the U.S. economy, especially given the uncertainty in global markets right now. The plan expected to be complete in June. Danielle Carson reports the Fed's Policymaking Open Market Committee also had some reassuring words about the outlook for the economy.
It acknowledged the spike in oil prices, but was silent on the crisis in Japan. Mesirow Financial Chief Economist Diane Swonk.
I don't think the Fed could mention the crisis in Japan because there's still too many unknowns. And when you have so many unknowns, you're better not to feed the frenzy. You don't want to feed panic unnecessarily.
Swonk expects other countries will boost their economies by providing Japan with the equipment needed to begin rebuilding. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.